The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifted up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protect them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As they sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that also may be consecrated in truth. Word of the Lord. Jesus pray that they all may be one as the Blessed Trinity is one. We are called to live this divine life, not human life. That's why when Peter was admonishing Jesus not to go to Jerusalem for suffering, and Jesus said to him, Satan, go to my back. The will of God that we have to follow Jesus in this direction. Jesus always one with his Father by words and by deeds. And that's how we, the follower of Christ, you have to live down the earthly thinking. The only thing is to follow him, that all may be one. First of all, we must be one with Jesus in his word, in his body, the Eucharist. Also one with one another. Not just our sanctity doesn't mean I be just solely with yourself with God. We are one also with Jesus. Jesus' mission is to let all humanity being one with the Father. So first of all, we are one with the Father. Also share this experience. Jesus coming on earth, he didn't say many words, but by his deeds. That's how we share this vision, not only by words, by preaching, but also by deeds. And that's how people seeing you, they see Christ in you. On the other hand, we have to see Christ in them so that we can easier to overcome all humanity, human thinking. And that's why Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, do it to me. So vice versa. First, one with the Lord. One if our brothers and sisters, because they are Christ, Christ is living in them. Whatever we do to the least, we're doing it to Christ.